When a black Zimbabwean woman gave birth to a white baby, her husband immediately accused her of cheating. Without a second thought, he dumped her, leaving her broken and helpless. 3 years later, DNA tests revealed the unthinkable. The baby's tiny cries filled the entire delivery room. Kaya heaved a sigh of relief as she slowly fell back on the delivery table. She closed her eyes and let a weary smile play on her lips. That tiny cry had suddenly made all the pains worth it. The Zimbabwean woman was still reveling in the moment when she heard a thunderous voice that made her jerk up. It was her husband, Rudo. "Whose baby is that? Who is that white thing?" She heard him scream again. This time his voice was louder and clearer. Kaya quickly took one look at the baby the nurse was bringing towards her, and a cold chill ran down her spine. Had the nurses swapped her baby with another woman's child? Kaya glanced around to see if there was another baby in the room, but there couldn't have been, as she'd been the only pregnant woman in the delivery room. She was shocked and confused. How could she, a black woman, give birth to a white baby? But Kaya's baffled reaction was nothing compared to that of her husband. Rudo immediately went into a rage. The sudden hatred he had for the baby was as clear as daylight. The baby's skin color could only mean one thing. His wife had an affair with a white man. He couldn't believe she would betray him in this manner. It took all the strength within him to stop himself from punching a wall. "What's his name? What's the name of the man you cheated with?" Rudo screamed. Kaya wanted to say something, anything at all to prove her innocence, but she only stammered something incoherent. Irritated, Rudo looked at her with scorn, and without a word, stormed out of the hospital. Kaya was broken beyond words by his actions. Despite the overwhelming desire to express her emotions through loud sobs, she found herself too weakened to even cry. She cherished her marriage and had remained steadfast in her commitment. She would have never had extramarital affairs, and it hurt her deeply to know that Rudo thought her capable of it. The rest of her stay in the hospital was slow and uneventful. All Kaya did was feed her baby and force back her tears. No matter what, her baby didn't deserve to be welcomed with tears, so she managed to stay strong for her. When Kaya arrived home after getting discharged, she met Rudo in the sitting room. As soon as he saw her, he shot daggers at her and stormed into the bedroom. Confused and desperate for answers, Kaya went after him. She tried to hold herself back from screaming, but Rudo didn't make it any easier when he locked the door in her face. Left with no other choice, Kaya began banging on the door. With tears streaming down her face, she told Rudo she was equally confused. She dared him to take the baby for a DNA test, and she was innocent of his accusations. It took 30 agonizing minutes before Rudo finally responded. He yelled at Kaya that taking a DNA test would be nothing but a waste of money. The evidence of her infidelity, the white baby, was right there. Then he left the room in a hurry and stormed out of the house, leaving Kaya in shock. The next day, Rudo didn't return until evening. Kaya had just breastfed her baby and put her to sleep. She was about to start dinner when she heard a knock at the door and went to open it. Realizing it was Rudo, she opened the door and walked back to the dining table without saying a word. Her heart was still aching from the pains of the previous day. As she was setting the table, she felt a hand cover hers, and she looked up to meet Rudo's tender eyes. She looked down and sighed. Rudo then began apologizing as tears filled his eyes. Kaya turned to him and hugged him. "I need you to trust me. I need you now more than ever. The child is yours," she said gently. Rudo didn't reply but let her hold him. That night, as they had dinner, Rudo suggested they go on vacation to the next city that weekend. Kaya excitedly agreed. Rudo then poured her a cup of wine. He raised his glass to meet hers, and they cheered to lots of love and happiness. Everything seemed to be falling back in place, or so Kaya thought. Little did she know that Rudo had a little devilish plan in mind. Unbeknownst to her, he had spiked her drink so she could sleep through the night, allowing him time to carry out his plan. While Kaya slept, Rudo stayed awake. As soon as the clock hit 4 a.m., he began packing his things. He had arranged with a truck driver to come over to the house. At 6 a.m., the truck driver arrived. Rudo then left with almost everything, including the furniture, the TV, the gas cooker, and most of the things he and Kaya had bought together. It wasn't until 4 p.m. before Kaya finally woke up to her screaming child. And what a great shock it was when she discovered the house was half empty. With trembling hands, she picked up the baby and started feeding her. Then she grabbed her phone and dialed Rudo's number, but it was switched off. Just then, she noticed a letter in the sitting room. "Dear Cheater," she read in her husband's writing, "I'm gone. I took everything with me as compensation for the pain you caused me with your cheating. Take that thing and give her to her father. I will never forgive you." Words would fail to describe the pains Kaya felt as she read the letter. She was now all alone in the world, with a beautiful white child who didn't deserve anyone's hate, much less her father's, and she would have to raise her all on her own. Time, they say, heals all wounds, but in Kaya's case, that didn't seem to be the case. Each day came with its own troubles. When Kaya eventually began going out with baby Andrea, she would get strange looks from passersby. Some people even had the nerve to walk up to her and question if the white baby in her arms was actually her child. At first, the questions were quite aggravating, but after a while, she got used to them and didn't let them bother her. That was until one afternoon when she got the shock of her life. That afternoon, she had just rocked Andrea to sleep when she heard a knock at the door. When she opened, she was shocked to see the cops on her porch. They showed her their IDs and told her that they'd gotten a report that she had kidnapped a child and claimed it was hers. Kaya was confused, but mostly mad. Still, she respectfully let the cops inside so they could carry out their investigation. She quickly rushed to fetch Andrea's birth certificate and everything that testified to the little girl being her daughter, including the pictures the nurses had taken of the both of them right after the birth. After seeing enough evidence, the cops apologized and left the house. But this incident left an indelible scar in Kaya's mind. It dealt a huge blow to her self-esteem. Her mood got so bad that she began staying indoors more than she normally would. She didn't want any humiliating confrontations about why she had a white child with her. At first, Kaya had thought Andrea's skin would darken with time, but a year had passed and her skin color remained the same. Kaya had also taken her for tests to be sure it wasn't a skin disorder, but the doctors confirmed that she was healthy. Regardless of all these challenges, Kaya loved Andrea dearly. She didn't blame her for what she was going through and was determined to shower her with all the motherly love she deserved. After 2 years, Kaya found herself gradually recovering from the wounds of her previous marriage. With newfound hope, she looked ahead to what the future might bring. While she wasn't yet prepared to open her heart to love again, she remained open to the possibility of finding someone special. For the time being, her focus was on creating cherished moments with her daughter. So, every Saturday, they embarked on trips to the beach, where they built sandcastles, frolicked along the shoreline, and enjoyed horseback rides. It was during one of these outings that Kaya crossed paths with Jack, a 45-year-old software engineer and businessman. For the past 15 years, Jack had been on a quest to find the right woman, someone who would bring a sense of completeness to his life. As he approached the age of 35, and just when he had started to lose hope in finding that special someone, he met Charlene. Their relationship had fulfilled all of Jack's long-held desires. Tragically, a mere 2 weeks before their scheduled wedding, Charlene lost her life in a car accident. This devastating incident had left Jack feeling shattered and devoid of hope. He had resigned himself to a solitary existence, convinced he would never experience love again. However, everything changed a few months ago when he met Kaya and her daughter at the beach. It was love at first sight. Soon, Jack started frequenting the beach just so he could watch Kaya and little Andrea run along the beach. For 5 months, he remained a distant admirer, until one evening he decided to approach them. Kaya was surprised to see the stranger walking up to her. Andrea had run off to play already, so she was alone. The conversation was simple, but awkward, and then Jack returned to where he'd been sitting. The next week, while Kaya was with her daughter at the beach, Jack walked up to them and greeted them. Kaya reluctantly answered. Jack then stretched out his hand to reveal a paper bag. He gave it to her daughter, who jumped in excitement as she grabbed it. However, Kaya quickly cautioned Andrea, telling her to give the bag back to the stranger. But Jack told Kaya that the small muffin inside the bag was for her daughter, and that he meant no harm. He explained that he'd been seeing them around, and that their laughter brought him joy. Kaya was a little suspicious of this stranger, but for some reason she decided to give him a chance and invited him to sit with her. Jack and Kaya's frequent encounters at the beach allowed them to delve into each other's lives. It was during these moments that they both discovered the reasons behind their single status. They formed a strong bond, and a year later, Jack expressed his feelings for Kaya. She too had developed feelings for him, but she wasn't prepared for a serious relationship. She was afraid of commitment because she hadn't fully recovered from her previous marriage. She didn't feel ready to enter a new relationship. Therefore, she kindly declined to date Jack. Jack understood her situation completely and continued to show her unwavering love and support. After this, each day seemed to drag on slowly. Even though not much happened in her life, Kai felt solace in the fact that she wasn't unhappy anymore. However, her newfound contentment was suddenly threatened by a terrifying event. By now, Kai had found an amazing job in a daycare, and the boss allowed her to bring her daughter with her for free. That afternoon, while she checked on one of the kids, she suddenly heard a loud crash in the kitchenette. She rushed to the room, and what she discovered left her speechless and horrified. Her daughter lay on the floor, next to a chair that had been flipped over in her fall. The little girl had climbed on it to reach a bag of candies on a top shelf and had fallen, hitting her head. Witnessing her daughter in pain was unbearable. The guilt overwhelmed Kaya. She hadn't even realized that Andrea had slipped away from the main room. With hands trembling, Kaya swiftly dialed 911. The paramedics arrived promptly, rushing Andrea to the emergency unit. Over the next few days, the little girl received proper treatment for her head injury and began the journey to recovery. As the discharge date approached, Kaya was handed the bills, and at the sight of them, tears welled up in her eyes. The costs were considerably high, and even if she emptied her savings, it wouldn't cover half of the expenses. Desperate, she reached out to everyone she knew, colleagues, her boss, but none were willing to lend such a substantial amount as they knew she had no means of repayment. Left with only one option, she reluctantly turned to Jack. With her heart pounding mercilessly, she picked up her phone and called him to explain what had happened. Upon learning of the news, Jack swiftly drove to the hospital. He expressed his disapproval to Kaya for not informing him promptly. In her defense, she explained that she didn't want to take advantage of him, but he scolded her nonetheless. The situation wasn't about taking advantage, it was a matter of life and death. Jack promptly settled the bills, ensuring Andrea received the necessary treatment. He consistently visited the little girl, offering support to Kaya during a time when she had no one else to turn to. Observing the genuine care for both her and Andrea, Kaya saw the depth of his affection. Her daughter had grown attached to him and began referring to him as Papa without even realizing it. Recognizing she could trust Jack with her life and, more importantly, her daughter's, Kaya decided to give their relationship a shot. Andrea finally got better and was discharged. Her head had healed and she would soon go back to mischief. Jack volunteered to drive them home. Andrea fell asleep in the back seat, and when they got home, Kaya quickly laid her down in her room. She then returned to Jack in the living room. What happened next would change their lives forever. In a tender moment, Kaya took Jack's hands and expressed her heartfelt appreciation for everything he'd done. She conveyed her deep care for him, but before she could finish, Jack pulled her into his arms and passionately kissed her. Kaya reciprocated with equal warmth. After they caught their breath, Jack looked at her with warmth. "Kaya, I love you deeply. I'm committed to loving you for a lifetime, being a father to Andrea, and a devoted husband to you. I may not be perfect, but I promise to bring you happiness. Will you give me the chance? Will you marry me?" he proposed. And Kaya, tears streaming down her face, joyfully said yes. The following month, Jack advised Kaya that she needed to formally divorce her husband so they could get married. She hadn't heard from Rudo in 3 years, but realized it was high time they finalized the end of their relationship. However, she had one last matter to settle before she proceeded. Kaya decided to take Andrea for a DNA test to demonstrate she was Rudo's daughter. Of course, the test proved she had been telling the truth all along. Rudo was her father. The couple also got in touch with a genetic doctor to know the reason behind Andrea's white skin tone. Dr. Bryce Mendelson, a respected medical geneticist, carefully explained to Kaya the possible reasons behind her daughter being born with white skin. According to him, people of African descent often carry traces of European ancestry due to diverse historical connections. This could influence various physical traits, including skin tone. In Andrea's case, she inherited certain genetic traits from her ancestors with European heritage, leading to her unique skin coloration. Armed with the result of the DNA test, Kaya took Rudo to court to divorce him and also fight for full custody of their child. Now aware that Andrea was his daughter, Rudo put up a fight. He couldn't bear the thought of another man raising his daughter, even though he had abandoned her for 3 whole years. In the courtroom, Rudo claimed that he still loved his wife and that his reaction had only been caused by fleeting anger. He desperately pleaded with the judge to give him a chance to be in his daughter's life. However, Kaya tearfully told the judge how Rudo had vehemently refused to take a DNA test that could have proven her innocence 3 years earlier. She recounted each and every horrifying experience she had after he dumped her in the most callous way. Both parties tendered their case with so much passion and vigor. When they were done, the judge adjourned the case to some hours later. In due time, everyone gathered in the court again. It was time for the final hearing. Once again, Kaya and Rudo poured so much passion into stating their claims. Neither of them was willing to let the other win. Their lawyers also did an excellent job. After what felt like ages, the judge gave his final verdict. Kaya shut her eyes tight and tears streamed down her cheeks as she listened to the judge. By the time he was done, a triumphant smile was already playing on her lips. The judge had ruled in her favor. She was given full custody, and Rudo could only visit once a week. Kaya then ran towards Jack and threw herself into his warm, welcoming arms. But Rudo was livid. "That's not your dad. That's not your real father," he screamed at Andrea. He stepped towards her and tried to grab her, but she ran away from him. Then she quickly grabbed Jack's finger and called him Daddy in front of everyone. And just like the sweet daddy that he was, Jack carefully lifted her into his arms and planted a reassuring smile on her forehead. "I will always be here for you and your mom. I love you both," Jack said. "And we love you too," Kaya responded. 6 months later, Jack and Kaya exchanged their vows. With a smile on their faces, they leaned towards each other and shared a kiss to the cheers of the gleeful audience. They had been through so much to get where they were, and they were determined to live the rest of their lives in pure bliss. What a beautiful ending. What do you think about the judge's verdict? Do you think all fathers should be granted a DNA test? Feel free to share your thoughts in the comment section. Thank you for watching, and see you in the next video.